Thus I have heard, at one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Prabhu Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural happiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva noble Avalokiteshvara that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharadvatiputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. The Mandala Offering on page 12. Om Densa Bhumi Aum Vanchen Se Jisho
Jiu
Om Densa Rike Aum
Chichari Kuyo Ge Kuyo Ge
Rige
Bori La Shari
Bako
Lo Zambole Nu Palanchi Chanda Menye Dami Yodhen dalam jundo, dhamenye la dhamenye gyena, Rinpoche yu, vasangeshe, dhileva, mami banyilu du, Kolo Rinpoche, nubo Rinpoche, samo Rinpoche, lambo Rinpoche, Rinpoche, tatu Rinpoche, yodhen Rinpoche, Dhyaya bhaiye bhumbya Nyema dhyama Loma karama Nyema dhugama Lazema dhyama Nyema dhava Rinpoche Dhojale nambhaje
Six perfections are, as we know, all three of them, and these are all ways or paths to the enlightenment. And we have come to the mental stabilization and and how to maintain emptiness through meditation. And the calm abiding or the mental stabilization, that in Tibetan is called Shinne. The main purpose is to calm our afflictions, calm down our afflictions. And when our mind, because to calm your afflictions, we need a very stable mind, and this mental calmness or mental stabilization that helps to maintain some stability to stabilize or to maintain or to minimize the mental disturbances, as that's called Shinne. And then after that, in order to remove the real afflictions that is driven by ignorance, for that we need meditation on emptiness, and that's called in Tibetan, Lak Thong. When you had the mental calmness, that's the first one, Shinne, mental calmness meditation, right now we're talking about two meditations. One, the basic, the fundamental mental calmness meditation, and then the other one that's focused on the emptiness. So the mental calmness, when you do that, it usually, one main purpose is it helps to accumulate the merits that are related with the usual material and your physical stuffs. But the emptiness, the meditation on wisdom emptiness, that will aid, or that will add extra strength or merit to remove the real cause or source of suffering, that is ignorance. And ignorance, there are many, many subtleties. So the deeper your the wisdom abiding meditation, the stronger your power to subdue ignorance.
Oh, tenai ini saja. Entah tu ni tiba lalu macam mana. Lapa senita. Ha, tema macam itu. Kena ke tuhan jual tu. Tunggu macam nanti kau ni tu. Kau ni tu itu. Tapi lapa anda pergi. Fak kau rumah tu terlalu jauh tu. Kau tu lalu macam siapa yang lapa tu? Entah ini lalu dekai. Entah mau tu lo. Kau jangan nak kau jadi senji kau. Entah mau tu. Entah kau kena nak kau mampat terpaksa. Entah kena dekai. Saya kurang hilang ni kereta tempo, jangan ni jangan so pasien tu ya naas ni ada ya sanji sanji tu kiri, atau senangi so disaga kiri.
We just repeating the same, almost the same thing. The first mental calmness meditation, which will help increase your marriage that are not related with the emptiness, wisdom knowing emptiness. I think that's what he said. Repeat it again.
Okay.
I'm struggling here. With this two meditation, we can gradually it'll lead to the enlightenment, path enlightenment, and also we know that everybody has the seed of Buddhahood, and when the seed of Buddhahood, because everybody has that, we have to, with that in mind, we have to follow the six perfections, and that we all know those like giving and giving patience, discipline, all these things like that. And these perfections, when you follow the steps in this little steps, and then it'll take us slowly to the and closer to the Buddhahood.
That tak tegi kya na chuti phasyen de sangji phapak ji chenpa di che lo ta de na gin ji na sin le wor ne sang chuti phasyen ge ji pi lo khono ji chenpa na bu ju ma ju ma to tan da ne ta ma chuti ge yamba tong lo na kan da ne te na sin le do te che ne ne khono lo de ya chi mo gi pa gi chi ma ma yin bi gi ngo ji chuti pa ji na sin le bi na le de lo khoro chi mo gi chi ma ma yin bi ji ngo ni ge so na ne yin pa ji na de bi
The first profession is giving on giving, and next is the disciplined profession. To maintain a discipline in all our faculties. So when you slowly developed the disciplined professions, then that keeps you guarded from all. For many unwanted distractions in your meditation and other matters you're trying to obtain.
City by the non church in city by city Zuba, that Zuba Pajidari, Yamba, city Zubaki, that Zubaki, Zuba Tangari. Zuba said the carriage is in the Pajo Tulogi, Mega Pagi, Sosa Megaji, sing about the Chiloa and Dapoji, and Sosa Lundama, the Dujaj Musici, and Giona, and Telepalia, Giorgio Mari, Zubagons. On those genies, Pazu carried a seven at this corny, and couldn't the dark, the Nasli and Alan condition, and Sanji Papa the Tonshu sent by the inside, the Tonshu sent by inside the, and the solo packazi.
And the third profession is the patience, and that is one of the hardest part of the professions of the six professions, and perfection. This patience profession is. The way we have to do is like, because we know that Bodhisattvas and Buddhas in all directions, they in their own ways they are helping sentient beings, and they will helping caring about sentient beings is that they never change from cold. Hot and cold. They never like good this time and bad that time, punishment this time and a good and another fruit this time. They're always the same. Whether you do good or bad, their love, their care, their patience are just stable, unchanging. So this, because we know that this is the profession that patience profession that the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas are following, and that's how we are. Slowly supposed to follow their path.
What did I do? That's Judy Pajendri. Judy singing the Jagan Gala draw, or Judy singing the Rangi Gig, Shul Jack, Higan, Yatua, Jim, and the Sea Tonchi, and over the Yachi, and over the Magano, the Nama, even Jagan Gawa Dual, Yatua, or Jenny. One to sing Gawa Kanaji, do the name, saying it to the Kari, Gawa Dugu, and Duni King. Rangi Jundi sang it again. Indeed, Judy Jagala draw the Kashi Truaja and Mother Tonchia, Mother Majan with the Nazar and your mother. What the name Jundi Pachin Nasin and Ben Alancing and Teddy?
What's the exact word for that? Jundi, hard working perfection, which was the after? Effort, okay. Thank you. And the 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth perfection is the effort perfection. Effort you maintain the effort kind of continuity and consistency is a very important, is key to any plans or projects you have. So that's one of the number fourth perfection. And the fifth profession is the mental stability. The mental stability has many stages, and what it basically does is that it keeps your mind, the mind that we have, our mind is so wild, it's everywhere, it's kind of distractions, it's very easily occurs in us. And when your mind, you're able to control that mind, it becomes very serviceable. It can be used to wherever you want to put it. Once you got that control over your mind, then your mind has the power to do what it's supposed to do. Otherwise, your mind will be in all directions, never achieves anything completely. So that's the problem we're having. So this fifth profession is the mental calmness profession.
Oh, yeah. And you need to be so the Toma Maripa never turned to be hero to lend you so much to the Tantan Maguachi, Sanji's take. Tang under the day, Nazi name in Nalin, the Chiun D, and then those in the Apanda GD, and those in Nalin, Nazi in Nalin, 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 Nalin,
The sixth profession is the wisdom, and that's the wisdom is the ultimate antidote for all ignorance. All the previous five professions, they are stages. They are stages to reach the wisdom profession. So even if you have all those other five previous professions, you won't be able to destroy or stop the ignorance that we have from the root. We cannot get rid of ignorance by those previous five professions. And but because these are all previous five professions, they help us to reach with those because of those five perfections, we accumulated so much merits that we are slowly able to it gets us closer to the understanding of wisdom. So that's and that's the sixth wisdom perfection. Sixth perfection is wisdom.
Yeah.
So with the wisdom, and then when you work, when you continue working harder and harder, then your mind will be kind of a closer to what the Buddhas have, Buddha's mind. So your mind is kind of very close to what your mind are. So that's the point all these perfections are trying to lead you to and finally to the Buddhahood.
Oh, yeah. And Sajin Dunua, Chanju Sand, you'll be tanned up with the Sajin Dunua, Tunis, the mean Chamapo, the little Papa Dua, the young time, she's about it, that didn't be cherished, said it. Tying a talk under this dinner. And then Lanju Susuki, Pimpin, no one would tell him, make a conda, didn't chip a member. Did I my inking? It's going about the number, and Sajin Kanda, she Dunua, you tona, and Chanju Sambassing a sail of good to attain. And me and Chamapo, little Papa, don't deny you together. Nee, Condander, you can't got that teller. I don't choose him that then a good is good. The other G, my in by G, say you could do no conduct it toner. Bama says, what an edge good.
When you practice the six perfections, you always have to understand that those, the six perfections with the understanding of with the wish to help all sentient beings in the back of our mind. That's almost very important all the time to have it. When you have these two combined, the wisdom, the wish to help all sentient beings and your purpose to attain enlightenment is because you want to do help the sentient beings, at that point, and then with you have when you have all these other perfections, six perfections, then you will feel that the bodhicitta, the mind that the Buddhas have, the bodhicitta, that mind that is so kind of a, every time there's not a moment that is Buddha's mind is away from the sentient being suffering. It's always any moment that Buddha's mind is there, when you are good or bad. So it's because mind is so kind of attached to human sentient beings, wish to help sentient beings. These perfections, when you develop with the wisdom to help, with the wish to help other sentient beings, then your mind will be kind of soft. It will just like you feel kind of so kind of overwhelmed with the wish to help sentient beings that when you're meditating, when you think about just about the wish to help somebody or sentient beings suffering, then your tears from your eyes will sometimes kind of drop so easily, like a dropping so kind of without effort, they just come out automatically. So such is the power that will generate in you with all this when you follow this path, and with accompanied by the wish to help sentient beings, then you are really, really getting closer to the Buddha's path, a pure Buddha's path.
Oh yeah. Oh, then that's it. That money don't need to be here. The Tan nagging on the gate, Toma Maripa singing the Kianja, the Tinaki, the Kinjanaki, Maimbachi, Tunsim. That the name is at the Tuni, the league to be Lord the Law, and the chance of passing to Gunasuli and Do, the Gian Drone, and Sanji Sali and the Tonda, but the show that he did, the 那等待人才，那住着山的居住大，然后山的，那山是呢，山山是呢，那就黑不山，那都看山花布工作。那俺是去面对种的，去爷爷种的，慢慢种，那买给俺都这个老张的几种种的了，那老张的那几种品种的，那干啥？可能种不的的，他今年完了，不么可以买一买的？那干啥的？那热些什么的？那都这个黑你看起来黑巴是呢，黑巴是个几个？那你黑巴的？主要嘛，人对面就要看你们呢，都是刚刚新的过的。那你黑巴的了，黑巴那旅游那么的，那带的多七八的，那就可贵的，黑巴什么的。
啊，七八什么？
那你黑，黑巴黑巴，也是黑巴的事情。
啊，两
万。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。嗯。
The purpose of emptiness, the purpose of emptiness in Buddhist.In Buddhism, is that emptiness is the best supporting reason for us to achieve that wisdom, health, any sentient beings. That's the best reason. That's it supports. What do you call it? The word that I should say? It complements or. I don't know. I would say that's the, what is that? Underpinning. That's also very close here. But, I mean, I should say that's the best reason why you have emptiness. The reason, the wish to, the need for understanding emptiness is because that is the best reason.For why we need bodhicitta, the mind that is 100% attached to sentient beings. Why you love sentient beings? There is a reason, and best reason comes from emptiness. If you understand emptiness, that is the reason. Emptiness doesn't mean something that is empty. The people just because of the name itself, there is emptiness, the word when it is emptiness, it should suggest that it shouldn't mean nothingness, but there should be something there that is very, very warm. It's very kind of a, I just couldn't explain to you correctly, but I just, I would say if you just understand that emptiness is the best reason for us to have the bodhicitta, the mind, the wish to help sentient beings, then it should be pretty close to what he's saying. Oh, yeah. Is it time for a break?
No. Yeah. Oh, long the Tandak told about the desert. And it told the wrong Jiji Sandy, Jiji don't do with the genie, Yandra, the beginning of the telling on Chin Candy Rinder. Ordinary. And the name is Adilo Ya Jizani, number Sanji Bigululo, Ya Sanji Bilangal Jita, and Dutchman between Langal Jinirim. The sound of Jivala, Tony sing at the Tony, Tony to below the Nazi Paji to Nazi Land, do just say he and the moment was going to Sandy Drew. But I am Dutch on Bassini. Rank you little new moon in Tandaji Padron and the Quark could you can tell her, Toma Maripa sing at the Jew. Quark could do but in Kanka, the Toma Maripa goes so wrong, wrong with you twice in Toma Maripa, and Maripa. He may about the Tosunto, a came about the 2 year. And those came about the trend, those in the diagonal to my Mario Quiggis. To my Maribe Colonel Hosen, you look in the moon, the man do say so now. And cool quality be top of this, and the Dodge making the quality be top of control to good. In a Rane, I saw you with the Dava, which the running of Jinomo Panto, you remato, Sajan Tanji getting the quality be top of the which the main get again, and Sajan get the judgment which you could get to your money.
When we say enlightenment, or I would say Buddhahood, there are two ways people sentient beings do. One is that enlightenment with all when you improve with all these kind of six perfections and with the accompaniment of the wish to help all sentient beings with 100% kind of a mind, and that'll take you a path to Buddhahood, one way to Buddhahood. But there is some others who try to follow Buddhahood. They say they are going to try to go towards Buddhahood by just absorbed in their own well-being, mm-hmm. in their own self-liberation, not for the sake of other sentient beings, but one's own afflictions. They try to bring it, and they think that will help them to the ultimate enlightenment. But because that personal, even though that it's called arhat, that's arhat. It's called one that when you just the arhat, they're a little kind of different. But over here, what I'm saying are this arhat, one who works for his own self-liberation, only selfishly. I should say selfishly, and that even though he has brought down and just try to cleanse himself with all these afflictions, and some understanding of emptiness, but that because he didn't have the wish to have sentient beings, when he doesn't have that equation, then that arhat cannot reach the real enlightenment. He will have certain freedom, like when it's called nirvana. That's one liberation. That's one stage. But when that liberation will be for the arhat will be incomplete, because he didn't have the sentient beings' mind problems and surface in his mind, then he reaches only that part. But those who have the additional six perfections on top of them, with the wish to have sentient beings, then those they can go beyond the nirvana. Beyond the nirvana, that's the real enlightenment. So you have to know these two differences.
Well, the night that the second time you got to that number to my wrong, you might be man with me, patch your money, secret in that the carriage, secret to good now. And the running is Joel, Toma me, secret, Toma your marries, make Joel, Toma your marries, and Toma me about the cool room on the carriage, and Roddy to work on the Joel, make me on the area, wounding your ears, and the gent here your money, as Sanji is Sally, I couldn't do 2 degrees. Sanji is Sally, I couldn't do 2 degrees. The keeper made his other dead, like I said, made a ton of regiomer, Kuno John Sanji Sally and Rodum with him. Now, Toma, my bad, no Kuno tender, when he said him. And Roger said, Jim, that you can answer in the Sanji, said the Teddy. And Sanji Mochu in China, the Caridy, not Toma Maripa, as a dead gin, tell it. Nepotin, Toma Maripa sings to Sir Ron as what, tell it Nepotena. A tuning to be lost, the Kuhian, like a Maniba to be tuning to be lost, they goon. And the Yeso Paji to know Tagiki and the Sanji, you told the Najin Sari.
When you reach 50, then you lose your memory too. That's what I'm talking about.
Did he hear the deal?
Law, this going again.
I don't know.
Because sentient beings have a right to be happy, right to be right to get rid of suffering, and the best way to get rid of this is to reach enlightenment, and the best way, and to reach enlightenment, it's sentient beings' right. That sentient beings' real right, human rights. If you get human, yeah, human right. If you animal right, one of that. That's a right you have. It's not nobody's gave you. It is there, just there. It's just a matter of time because we haven't continuous our because we say that our mind has no beginning. We have no beginning. At the same time, there's no end. It's continuously moving, continuously going, continuously going. The reason why I say there's no beginning is that it's very hard to trace a beginning. If I say I'm born from my mother, then I have to say my mother, I have to trace back my mother's mother, ancestors. You won't be able to point kind of, oh, this is my, from here I'm born. You cannot get a milestone or some kind of a post from, it's very hard. So that's why you say it's beginningless. You can trace continuously, keep going. There will be no kind of a exact point you see, oh, that's where I came from. So that's why, because there's no point you can really place this. Everybody has to come from somewhere. There's a connection there, a relation. So because it's continuously backward, at the same time, you will, as you go forward, you will, when you die, you just don't die like nothing. You don't become zero. Your mind just keeps continuing to the next life, whatever, in any form. So, and the final, you can say, if there's an end, you can say at least just a Buddhahood, maybe some kind of end, but that also is kind of it's also going in your own state like that. Everybody with the efforts with through all these six perfections and wish to all sentient beings so strong in your mind, then it's just a matter of time you will reach Buddha path to Buddhahood. You reach the Buddhahood yourself. The best vehicle to reach Buddhahood is human life. you know, we say that there are three realms. The three realms down there, earth, Peter, and hell, all these things. Those have no time for them to have to practice those six perfections, all these things. They have no time for those things. And those who are above human beings, those who are above, kind of in a little above, better than us, like some formless state, those who have higher beings, some of the higher beings, they are formless state. They're having so much, I should say, affluence problem. They have the affluence problem. Those high above, those forms who are above us human beings, the affluence problem, and so they're spoiled. Their life, all the matters were spent in affluence. That when the final result, when the time to die, the old, what they did is no good matters, no positive matters they accumulated. What they've used up all their positive matters, and then only thing they have left is the negatives. So even for those, for those who have even a good life, on form, those above forms, they have no time for practice, six perfections, all that thing. The best chance is for the human beings, because we have a body, we have a physical body. With the physical body, we feel good, bad, or suffering, happiness, or we feel that. So we with that. We have a mind. So with that, when you have feel the all these changes in your body, then you also know that it. Then because that's why it's called human have the best potential to reach Buddhahood. It's the best best time to get your ways right, get your path right. So it's very. That's why you call human life is so precious. That's the reason why we always emphasize human life is precious, precious, precious. I think we should take a break. Should I give you a break or should just take a 15-minute break? Okay. 15 minutes break.
Today.
Genla has been asking me that we said we'll do about maybe 20 minutes of little talk from him. And then try to have some time for questions and answer. And he's also asked me, should he talk a little bit about bodhicitta or renunciation or something about afterlife. That he's asking me about which one. He just talked few words. He was saying afterlife. Yeah, I know. Bodhicitta. Afterlife, so yeah. Gingi, kyo jima yu sungwe wa. On pe di pe de doba che dosa kongzo desu. Yamene kono kono ski disu dok. Des disu da dile tesye chanju gi semle tosyu che ngejun tosne mena gi dewchina
cha chaman de dam
we'll talk after life first
mari cha chaman de lun de ta ne de ga re ta ga zo bi ji sen zang bun de bo ji den de jin na ने गांजु लीदे यानी जा छमान दु दिलो ने लीदे तो ने गानी जी कुचो लो ये छिन दा बोजी ने जी यंबा दो छिरे सु तंदे जी ना जा छमान लिया ने दिल डा जे जी की मलिन दा बोले ना छिन जो तने वला 남북이 치고 또 나버데 저 참말 뱀이 제대로 온 거를 전대를 더 저기 뱀이 온 거 말이야.
The Buddhist main Buddhist main ambition or aspiration is that they're not emphasizing this life only. They're more emphasis on the next life, and the next life. So, I think that's what he said.
What then? Maybe now you guys are not big into the garlic penguins, and so the jaw chamal penguin is a good one. And the jaw chamal penguin is really red, and the people who are eating it are just like llamas, you know, that is on the jaw, but the jaw is on the Nambigi Chinas land, and those Chinba, George Chamala, Susal, George Sendel Nale, Chinamasuna, Nale, Abuji, and George Chamala, Susal, Guy, and Trigate, and the George Chamalian, and you see Melian, Susal Ral, took into the Lama Mombujo, and let Nambichu him board up with him.
The reason why the emphasis mostly on the future, the coming life, and the coming life, whatever that, is that this life is, you know, is almost. There's not much you can change. You're already born here now. There's not much you can change. So when, as a Buddhist, your ambition should be related to what's your life going to be in the next life. So when you have that, when you work with all these teachings, six perfections and all that thing, or bodhicitta, when you use these with the aim to have a better life, next life, and then it becomes dharma. It becomes your practice. So when we have the aim in the future, your immediate this life will become automatically. It just automatically meaningful. Because you won't waste your life, because you know your object, you have your mind set on the future, and the future is related to what's your present. It's related. So it's not that we are abandoning whatever we have in this life, but because your mind is set so high in the future, you will use this life in a very, very preciously. So these six perfections and the bodhicitta, when you practice very wholeheartedly, they will render you, they will be a cause, they will become the causes of merits in the future life to have a better life. If you're a human being, you're a better human being. If you have a kind of the qualities of higher, you can get a better. The better you do in the practice, the better your quality of life that you are born will be born next life or next life. So that's the real object of a real Buddhist.
Tanari, ngandu chidani yidian gan duro chende gi phamari penjari de zo kan di ji yin sia da de pa chu ji ya xian da de ji lu ji ji ne ne da ga dun lu ji ne ne 세제는 치바 멤버 딱도 가르레세나 응안들 리텐다 버디기 제니 저와 정말 늘지요나 근데 바조기 소소 메가 사게 된다려 젠도 그요리 소소 가장이야 젠도 그런다 지리텐이 기네기는 어디 저걸 도마 미세기로 근데 인지 되게 근데 다리세데 지 로카지 네즈 로카지 아요 말이 제 천대가 파만하게 저가 되게 이게 너 소치 리텐이 지 센데 대가는 로야 센 멤버리야 이거 말이야 마히로 토마야미 타마야미 이스레 류디지기지기 로아 리투서는 코라크는 돼야 된다 그래.
Because and then with those teachings, there's always emphasized that to have a feeling of equanimity to all sentient beings, as just as your own body. The emphasis is very important, because when you pass from this life, there's no guarantee that which form you will be in the next life. Because depend on the practice, the strength of your practice, it has some control. But otherwise, if you have your mind very kind of a discriminative way we have at this time, then you will have the result when you pass to the next life, you might be born in somewhere, maybe to your enemy, maybe someone that's your enemy in the previous life. So it's kind of a, so what you saw may what you might reap. So that's why the emphasis is to have such a loving, caring ways to all sentient beings, is because you never know what's going to be in your future lives. When your practice is getting more wholesome, then you will gather some power to control your destiny. You always, what you do right now is it'll lead you to that path. If you do the positive ones, then you're trying to have a little control over your own kind of destiny. So, and because just for example, in our Tibetan community, not this one, but I mean in India and in Tibet, we have lamas who when they die, they're born again, and they're born again because they have some control over their, where they're going to go, where they want to be born, which state they want to be, kind of in the. In the monkhood or in which family, they have all these kind of powers, because of the practice, they have some control over their own destiny. So that's why we say practice should be wholesome and continuously, and the best guide. And the best guide to how to lead a good, positive life is the three refuge, three jewels, or the three gems that we're talking about: Buddha, his teaching, and the Sangha. And
Chawa chama lo ne dungi no mugu wagi. And chowsia telenim. And no mugu at the Kanda Zongri, Sanji Gunjug, Chisung, Langat Nahina, but the Sanji Gindran, the Nanaji said, Tesung, Til Niana Hindigina. And on it, the night Chawa chama ton the king goes on, Niggy sang about you, Toma Maripa, Sigur, or Toma Maripa, the Mapazuna. And a cookie change in on the Chawa chama, so so raw took, could me by the Zuna, as Chawa chama, so so raw in Totogur. What the query at the end of the domain regiment, then Chawa Chama Ram about someone can query. But the thing is that you know, running the sand, Pato, Zambojaj, Toma Maripa, singer, Munaj in a telepam, Kuki Hian, like a mine, but to be told you to be low, such a tetrachi.
And the tree refuge, how they help us that because they know the ultimate reality. So when we follow Buddha and Buddha's way and his teaching and the community that practices his teaching, they're all positive. They're all positive and wholesome. And they will, because of their teaching, they will lead you to understanding of the ultimate wisdom, that is the emptiness, and emptiness combined with the wish to help sentient beings. These two very important facts that they are the two most important parts that will impact your next life projections. So that's why we say taking refuge in the three jewels is very important. So it should be. I think we'll leave it here, and if we give some time for questions and answers. That was my idea too. I told him that we should have a little kind of not long session, and let's give some more time for question and answer. That was my request to him earlier, so he's following that now. The interpreter Nyima today, I think at last minute he had a little kind of a family. His son got some kind of a little hurt somewhere, so he had to take the son to a hospital. That's why he couldn't come, and I was stuck here now. Di ngu yung isa pemba dala genji kalorji taji kalori ngayon kaya la ngan zui di ngayon kaya la chiwa dhuzo tenguay sung urwa chiwa tenguay sung du kala da chiwa dhu shiwa tendu kala ni yaan bet sem di kyona shiwa jilig duwa jilig duzo di yaan dine ba da di malaya chud di ma taraya kala si tawra
kyona anda bade
kyona
da tilo Hinaji in tell Kari Pengris and Anni Giard or Sodi. Any control at Chibapuanis, Sodi, Tony Toguroa. Until you toma Maripas and take change in Toguroa, member to Tony and take Pengi de Giard or Scontro Malato, and do the chin on the sonic journey, you debut the tattoo grease. Do you need the mauna tending on Malato Chega Maris, whatever? So do you go to Sodi? Dungi dungana chaache matan ne dungi dungana teli thai che to ne kunjuru manato gwa che gres ti che gres.
So Carolyn's question was that the meditation on those or reflection on those death sometimes lead to more additional depression and mood, kind of a negative moods, and so how to get out of that. So Gishila was saying that you should always remember that the reason why you are meditating on that death of the impermanence that unless you see that that's a fact that life is suffering, there's so much suffering, there's death, and it's going to come sooner or later. With death, there's death all around us. We try to ignore that, but that's the fact going on. Any minute, any second, there's somebody dying old. So that's a, unless you try to think in that term, you will find it very hard to see the reason why there should be a teaching. Why should I follow the teaching? Any religion, because you will lead your life just like you normally you usually are. You won't see the reason why I want go for the teaching. Why do I have the refuge, three refuge, all that? So when you have those the ugliness of this life, the message is, it's trying to lead with that understanding. It's trying to lead to the next positive life. The goal is to get to the positive life. So when you see this this life is suffering, you have to know why it is, how it is, how it all causes. When you reason out these things, then your wisdom is increasing. Your understanding, you're getting close to. I mean, you at least you'll think about then kind of emptiness as you go further. Understand why there's reason, why the need for emptiness, why there's need for loving kindness, all these things. These will come into some use. Otherwise, if you don't know you are sick, you won't go to a doctor or a hospital. You have to understand you are sick. Otherwise, that's the point. That's the reason. So most people, we just think we are okay, but there is many, many factors we don't know. So at least when you get to those kind of death-like thinking, the main purpose is, it will have, for temporarily, you may have this kind of depression, all that, but you have to know the reason. The reason I'm here, and there is a better way to do. That's why it's just a temporary state. You have to feel that.
Yes. Anzu chidang nambi ki chu ki kegya kari re sa ta anzu tipe da chende gan re chaw chuma le kere kere ki sa tel dungi ji ong gyo rwa chaw chuma de mondo no mo ji ki gri ji tel dungi ji nambi ki tam de chu na ge so ya na ge pa de ge yin na chaw chuma lon de hina ji me ge ba ga ki ta ge den do chu gyo re kari re sa na nambi ji ki chaw chuma de ta gi le an do sa ge la ga de te chuma chuma ten ya an do chu gyo re ke wa la ga de to ki ma ji ᱪᱟ ᱪᱷᱟᱢᱟᱞ ᱯᱷᱮᱢᱵᱤ ᱡᱤᱛ ᱱᱟᱢᱤ ᱪᱷᱤᱛ ᱛᱮ ᱯᱷᱮᱝᱜᱮ ᱨᱮᱥ ᱫᱚᱥᱟᱜ ᱞᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱟᱱᱫᱮ ᱱᱟᱢᱤ ᱪᱷᱤᱛ ᱪᱮᱜᱤ ᱤᱱᱟ ᱥᱟᱸᱡᱤ ᱥᱟᱞᱮ ᱟᱱ ᱨᱚᱝᱭᱟ ᱢᱚ ᱭᱟ ᱫᱚᱣᱟᱡ ᱢᱮ ᱠᱤᱱᱟ ᱨᱚᱝᱭᱟ ᱢᱚ ᱵᱚ ᱪᱤᱱ ᱨᱚᱣᱟᱞ ᱥᱩᱥᱩ ᱨᱟᱝ ᱛᱚ ᱪᱮᱠᱟ ᱞᱟᱜᱟ ᱜᱟᱜᱤ ᱴᱚᱜᱤ ᱠᱟᱹᱦᱤ ᱫᱤᱱᱟ ᱪᱤᱱ ᱨᱚᱠᱤᱱ ᱫᱚᱥᱚᱜ ᱨᱮᱥ
If you understand well, Buddhism is actually giving you 100% power to remedy, find your own path, because Buddha cannot help you. It's not a permanent punishment by somebody gave you. You believe hell now. You'll be suffering all the time. The Buddha is just saying that if you know your disease, there's a cause. When you can reach the cause and condition, if you have those factors, ignorance, all this like kind of chopped off, then there is only to the positive, the only good things only come to. So it is actually giving you full power. It's just awakening. You are the old master. You know? That's what he's saying, Buddha is saying. So don't get stuck and now nobody's going to help me. If you stay like that, then you cannot come out on your own. Because as a Buddhist, you have to say that I'm the one who's going to be taking care of myself. That's kind of a confidence. It builds your confidence. If you know the properly, it gives you full confidence that you are the real driver of your destiny. So that was
attitude
we have to know. So yeah, because Buddhism has opened your eyes. There is a way. There's a way from suffering. Buddhism just opened your eyes with the fact. You know, there's four noble truths. The first two, it gives you suffering. There's a suffering, and then there's the second one says there's causes of suffering. That these two, but the next two it says this way, there's how to do that. So it's just not on the negative side. The real purpose is he's trying to take you out of those suffering nature. That was what the purpose of Buddhism. So it really gives you confidence and the way to go and the real. A genuine way, authentic way to get out of those mess we have made ourselves in. And then, there's a story that there's a disciple and a lama. And the lama was very old now. He's almost at the last stages of life. And then the disciple told him, and requested him, please don't pass away. If you pass away, I will be kind of a without kind of a guidance like that, and the lamas told the disciple that I'm old. Look at my body. This body is giving me all these problems. So let me just go, and I will want a better somewhere, a better form, have a younger form. So kind of a he is looking forward to that death because he has all full confidence what he did in this previous life, this life and previous lives, that he knows he is no kind of a no in sad mood that I'm dying. That he is in full, looking forward to the next life with such a directness that he knows where he's going, what he's born, and what type of life. So when you have those good practices, that's what should really lead us to. And that's the kind of a lesson from this story. That if you practice well, there is life is not that bad. There's always a positive thing. The best practitioners are always happy. When the death coming, they're always happy. That's the kind of indicator of best is the best category of the practitioners. The best will be always happy when they're dying, when they're reaching the stages down, when they're suffering, when they're dying, they are in such a good mood. So that's a sign of.
Yeah, the
I have a question. I'm understanding that if you are in the hell realms, you are not going to reach enlightenment. If you are in the formless realms, you're not going to reach enlightenment. So it's only when you have a human body that you have the chance of reaching enlightenment. So what is it about the human body? What does having a human body allow you?
I'll just give it to him. But Morangi is the kodwa. Nyawa la habina, that's sangye mebaji kodwa.
What the kodwa?
Yeah, and yeah, Tayu the Jikevina, Yambe Kitan Yanji sangye kokun mebaji kodwa.
But the Gigris. Lieutenant Haili Chenia, Nyakorami Joshimani and Dogurwa, Haili Zangi Changia. Neva Lenian.
It is not that when you're in those two extremes, it's not that there is 100% no chance. It's just that the chances are very, very rare now. The more you are in those realms, the chances of getting to those Buddhahood is very, very it's almost rare. It's very rare. There is a chance when you finish all your negatives, and when they've done their own part, they could come out and then go right path in life. There is way, even if you were in the higher realms. The reason, and that's the exact reason. So they have a chance, but the chance is very rare for the human beings, because we are not in those two extremes. So we have a kind of a, it's just kind of, we are equipped. We know what's kind of, we have time to think, at least few moments, this is right, this is wrong. We at least know that. So I think that was what he's saying. Human beings, because we are not in those two extremes, so we had the best chance to.
So did he say anything about the human body and why it's a vehicle for enlightenment?
Mi mila sangye saldwegi, mi se kejwe kari ores gonda.
Mi se kejwe mei li ten denang tolu chujia la, sangye saldwe langa chujia la dumia yu, dwa yu rwa, mei li ten de lo, chujia chewe re, hu chewe re. Sangye saldwe langa de dumia la te de, nyan chujia ro jika marwa, dwa yu, sumde, mei li ten de, che de papa yis.
The human beings, because they seem to know both the suffering experience, suffering and happiness, and kind of in many times they're kind of almost coming one after another, kind of a little happiness here, a little happiness, and then a little in suffering. So we know the majority is suffering, but because of the understanding with that, it gives the human being some taste. There is suffering now. What should I do? So it gives the chance to reflect, and then when you have those sufferings, then one realizes, when you meet the Buddha's teaching that there's a way to come out of the suffering. So it gives the human being potential to to do the Dharma, to practice, to take the positive, to the take the better path. That's what he's saying. Others are so busy. Those other two extremes, they're so busy in their own kind of life, in their own happiness, whatever, the temporary life. They're so happy in this, just like Hollywood. They just seem to be very happy, and we know this Hollywood life is just kind of is a screen thing. But it's just in reality, we just like us, but they think that they are so kind of up there. And they feel they act kind of such a high kind of celebrity style like that. They think they are like that. But when the switch just goes off, their fame just kind of disappears. And they just drop down on earth. So the depression happens. That's kind of it's just like the hell. They're so busy in suffering that they hardly have time. Even if they want to, they have such time. Like a sick person, when you're sick in the bed, what can you do? You will focus more on your sickness. So that's why. So when you're a little kind of better right this stage, you can have some chance of doing the right thing. So that was the human beings emphasized preciousness.
Well, I think it has some. And this is maybe another topic for another day, or we'll never get there possibly as well. But I think that the body has tremendous capacity. I think the human body is a miracle in terms of its energetic systems and its capacity for combining with a purified mind to create a state of enlightenment.
That I haven't heard, but I'll just give it. I'll give it to him. Murasembala. Me subu de la message subu lu horan la message manaji yo sare asu de ni bare de ja ondi ta man asu de mrai ta wale de
kanda
ngaga naras mi lu den ji yo ro lu den koran rangi da koran rangi ya ji manda ji kalu de ni bo ji manda wa shi ma da
ta ti to lu ka ri je ren na chi da sa lu den na lu chi ji sa yu sa chi ha ku kin na sang ji sa le lu na ka bai na chi tu yin pe
So if you just see the potentiality of the human beings to be able to practice and think and understand the path where it leads to and all the suffering, then in that way it may be special.
On the path of meditation, they kind of gauge it in the 10 bhumis, they kind of gauge it like in big, small, and large. I was just wondering why they do that.
I didn't get it exactly.
Oh, okay, so there's the small, medium, and great on each of those. Why is it the afflictions of each of those divided into three? Yeah, each of the bhumis, yes.
Yeah, they have the 10 bhumis.
Yeah, so in each of the bhumis you overcome certain afflictions, and there's the small, the medium, and the great.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and why is that the question? Why?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just saw it on paper, so I just want to ask you.
Oh, okay. Got it? No. So on each of the 10 bhumis, there are small, medium, and great afflictions to be overcome. And why are they divided up that way? On each of the 10 stages, the 10 bhumis.
I don't know what to say in Tibetan. Bhumis are.
Grounds.
Grounds. Yeah, the two. Ale chanju chanju sim chanju ki da karore. Chanju ki ne da lamma so shisure. Chanju sim ki chanju ki ne di ne shire jure.
Chanju sim se de terma de sim de drwa.
Simrwa.
Chanchu sen de tonu te bi khero de ge thoma mari pa dunya pa je gero ngi ro akni thoma mari pa ngi jata ngi sen gi lo ro na tonu te bi lo tera chanchu sen to chi ne chanchu sen sen ge de a de de yen de to do yang la mi ge ra li yen sa chi de chi ne chi se je tang ji
pe je di mar she tu ye ma kwan ti ma ngi tu ya chu ma sunda tu chu ma so I couldn't get the question correctly to him so
So the bhumis are the grounds, the 10 grounds.
10 grounds of the bodhisattva?
Yes.
10 levels. Chanju is sim ne kurim masum ya jus yorwe.
Kurim sim chiyo. Chanju sim jie di yan da tubi yin na sanji zhal he tubi yorwa. Chanju sim doji yin. Gyawa tunu tibi kiro na gyawa mungu yorwa.
Okay, and I still couldn't get my question correctly to him, so I think let's give it to Nimala next time. All right?
I have two questions. What we do, I've heard that when we do visualization of the Lama, that is as the Buddha, we put it over our head. But if we are an tantric practitioner, we put it at the heart. The question is, if one is not hasn't had empowerment as a tantric practitioner, is there a problem with visualizing the Lama Buddha at your heart? That's the first question.
Ganji, wang dene mevala, wang mevila ganji ki chik lama ro lama gomdi gal lama dia ningal ruye jiwa.
Oh.
Ningal wang dia lama ningal shawala wang top go ro. Wang di men dene wang menge mangbi ro. And this is how you can see that Lama di Ninka do come not digging in the middle of the
year. Ah, Kadanga.
Oh, me, Tanguji, Gomja do Lama di Lama di Lama Nejuru, you know, the detective to call Lama di Ninka to Lama Jing and Shai, you
are.
Yeah, 1 minute, Shacho may have that, she do, sir. Then the
Shacho, Lama doesn't shy, don't want sugar good. Who on sugar cut his own side.
So there's a reason is I think empowerment or the initiation or empowerment is just it's like a seeking permission whether you can do it or you cannot. That's when you have the empowerment, it gives you permission to have that. So when you don't have that permission, then you, it's not the right one. You don't do it.
Second question is, last time we had more teachings on the bodhicitta, and I was reading more about this, and I came into one of the texts from the Dalai Lama talking about suggesting to take the bodhisattva vow as often as possible to be taken, you know, to renew
the vows.
And I know that once you've had it, you can do it in front of, you know, you can just do it in front of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and do the fasting and so forth. But my question is, and I don't know if anybody else is interested in this, but I know in Kachaling we have it every year, you know, in May, but would Geshe-la be interested, if anybody else wants it,
renewal?
Ngadu
semgye jiwa. Semgye. Semgye di kiamuru mje tebru loyin, lo duga la dina la. Semgye di yangay yangya shunay yangya jika lo. Semgye jika, semgye jika jika ngadu gom mima la samzom kalu re. Semgye ke la ya jika lo re. Jika nangu duwa khasu re. O dinde yangsa dide. Yangsa shuna yabuwar suku duwa sa dide. Semgye. Dinde ni gengi tuzu juma tuzu yangya semgye ji na tuzu bila suku duwa.
Senji ma hiya dirwa.
Ma shiya. O kuzum
tanga. Dini togu yi chikirong ka dina jo. Senji di hiya dirwa. Ngo jata na nga chino man.
Lo.
Siya hiya hiya togu yi si.
Ale.
Senji rwa. Shiye togu. Senji di tiba chimbi ki chanchu yi dati hu chimbu rwa.
Kari yungmar laure. Kari yungmar laure.
Kari.
Ale.
Yungari isi.
O yungari wa.
Yungari yungari. Kuro kari yun senji ki togari isi. Senji di chu jingi na sen chanchu. Susu sen di ya yapu zhugyo rwa. Sen ki isi. Senji dana nga chu, nani chu gen di jingi mga. Senji dana ki chanchu sen sen wana. Jingi chu na mga bachi. Ta te gyawa hu chimbu yin yin sen. Tiba chimbu ki chu. Sanji isa liyan dosa lu. Yinji mende to te gyu se te gara.
Yeah, it's a good way to do that, and we can do that. It's just we have to find our time.
Senji, tijin la jin ju gu se ge. Tijin senji jin na tiba chimu kan zang zang. Tijin senji men spek ju du dao zhe ge man tijin la ju gu se ge.
Yes, so that's it's a very important topic because to be a higher Mahayana Buddhist practitioner, that's the wish to help sentient beings, other sentient beings, it's a must. Otherwise, you are one of those lower kind of a vehicle. So that's the main difference. One of the main differentiating from different vehicles of the Buddhism.
Thank you.
Okay, shall we wrap up?
Yeah.
So, should we say the dedication?
Okay.
So, on page 23, there's after teachings on page 24. And then we'll skip to page 28, auspicious wishes.
Bella
Sanki Kopanyo Toshu Kanamiri Rakaniya Tayami Inante Rote Chena Vele Chocho Jepata Lok Tepi Dame Sasunga Dreye meze tato ni jorje Aye kwe yinka de penta de Mali joye ne jire Zima tinzin jasu ye Kapi siti pato ni jorje Nibavu jita chobata Tanto zambo te ade yente Teta kunji jiso da loche Gewa de da tanji roto Gewa tanji ji Oa kala choto mabati Da gi gi zawa de gejan Zambo jiji roto